The peace was short-lived, however, when a band of Yetis show up and try to kidnap his lady for whatever reasons.
Well, they always, you know, how those Yetis do. So,
welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, welcome to Winter School, although I could have used the earlier one and just cut it up through the magic of editing, but...
Yes, welcome to Winter School, or as we used to say it back in the day, hey, butthole, it's Winter School.
Oh, really? Yes. Is that how it went down in Aspen?
That's how it went down in Aspen.
Were you there for Winter School?
I was there, yes. So Winter School in Aspen was the time
of
year.
It is, still is.
It still is. The time of year in January where you have like a winter festival.
Yeah.
And all around the world they celebrate winter festivals, but in particular, this is the first time I really encountered
A winter festival
was in Aspen, and it was Winter School.
Yeah, because in the Northeast, while we do have some kind of rough winters, we don't celebrate shit related to it.
Yeah.
Like, we celebrate it by going inside and staying away from it.
It was such an experience because I grew up on the East Coast, and everybody, some people like the winter, but most people were cursing it all the time and were big crabs the whole winter.
Yeah.
Talking about the summer, I can't wait for it to be warm. And it's like, well, there's nothing you can do about it. It's cold.
Deal with it.
Like, have fun. And this was the first time I ran into a whole town,
a whole state
that was into it. Yes, and there was like, good. It's here.
Because I love cold weather as well. I love the snow. I think one of the problems with where we are is that it's not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So we have nice fluffy snow for like a day or two, and then it's like dirty snow, then it melts a little bit, then it freezes, and it melts a little bit, it freezes. It's not like a nice continuous fluffiness of snow. So it's not pretty.
Yeah.
Like, how long is it pretty in New Jersey and New York when it snows? Like, a couple hours.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's true. I mean, of course, there's a lot of pollution.
Yeah,
and
it starts to take on. And also, too, because we are trying to, like, trudge everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little research on the Aspen... the Winter Carnival,
okay,
as they're calling it here, internationally renowned ski resort town of Aspen, Colorado, and the reason it started was because there was a lull after Christmas in terms of tourism and activity in the town. So they were like, why don't we do some kind of winter carnival? And they came up with this idea of celebrating winter with Winter Skull in Aspen and Snowmass. Now, I thought those were the same area.
Snowmass is right outside of Aspen, and it's another mountain range that is a ski resort as well.
So is it also a town?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like a smaller town. Aspen is the main town, and so you could get your ski passes in Aspen, and also your ski pass for Snowmass Mountain, too.
Okay.
And go, it's like 10-minute drive.
Oh, okay. So they're like twin towns.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically. So, and generally, they have, these are some of the events that they have. So they have it starts off, I'm assuming, with a torchlight ski descent.
Yes.
And a fireworks show.
Yeah. That's
supposed to be cool.
Great. Yeah.
Then they have the Winter Sculpt, which they say is an intense 48-hour snow sculpture competition.
Oh, my God.
So I'm guessing it's a marathon. It's probably the kind of thing where they announce what the theme is, and it's like you have 2 days to sculpt your little winter butt off. They also have something called Soup Skull, which is a soup cooking contest that all of the restaurants participate in. It's the public determines who the winner is. There's also a canine fashion show. Of course, a broom ball tournament. I think that's what it sounds like. An apple strudel downhill in Aspen Highlands. So everyone can be in it. You got to just get down the hill any which way you can. And at the bottom, you get an apple strudel, whipped cream, and a drink.
Okay.
To welcome everyone.
Well, that's nice.
They also have a Mad Hatter's Ball where everybody has to wear the craziest hat.
Okay.
Which is interesting. We've talked about the Mad Hatter before.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the Mad Hatter, I think it was in the town of Danbury where they were making a lot of hats over 100 years ago, and they were using a lot of chemicals in those hats.
And there was a lot of lead in the hats. Yes.
And that's the lead and the chemicals led people to be a little loopy.
Right.
That's what the Mad Hatter is.
Right. So the Hatter had the hats on, sizing them.
Touching them, absorbing the lead.
And kind of had a brain disorder afterwards from the chemicals. Yeah.
So we celebrate that at the Wheeler Opera House with a crazy hat contest. There's also a fat cycle challenge. So those are the bikes. I don't know if you've seen them. They have gigantic tires.
Yeah.
And they're good for riding on the snow and the beach. In the past, they had these are events that were canceled. Mm-hmm. The snow motocross race apparently became too freewheeling and muddy. The Winter Skull Ski Splash and Snow Mass, which was acrobatic people jumping in costumes, ski jumping sometimes into a heated swimming pool. Okay. That sounds like a 70s thing. Somebody was like, in the 80s, that's dangerous. And then the Winter Skull Parade, which apparently got so raucous that it was canceled.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was irreverent. So this year, the slogan for Aspen, every year they have a contest to come up with the slogan for what the Winter Skull thing is. And this year is Aspen, original by design. Ooh. Because they're celebrating the 100 years, I think, of Bauhaus architecture.
Okay.
In the area. I don't know if when you were there, if you noticed a lot of like modern, in particular modern type of building, but they're saying that there's a lot of Bauhaus style there. And not just Bauhaus style in terms of architecture, but also, I guess, the freewheeling, open-minded lifestyle of the Bauhaus.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different mindset out there. And it's kind of like people did a lot of wild things, but it was with good intentions. There wasn't a lot of
malicious. And outdoorsy, right?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of malicious intent. So, you know, when things got raucous and stuff, it wasn't like people got really hurt or were attacking each other.
Yeah.
And everybody had a good time.
This sounds like, in terms of people getting hurt, it might have been people attempting feats of derring do.
Yeah, that's more like
because
it.
Because of all like the athleticism.
Yeah. Like, you could go, I remember being in a bar during Rugger Fest where they had the rugby players come in. And
go ahead.
So I was at Rugger Fest.
What is a rugger? Does that have anything to do with carpets?
I know.
Of any kind?
Thank God, no.
Okay.
If that were their carpet layers from all over the world would come by.
Come down and lay carpet?
No. Yeah, well, that's a euphemism for something.
I like that festival.
No, but all these rugby players were there, and they
be
in the bar.
Oh, Rugby Fest.
And
okay.
They get on
they
the
have
tables,
a good time.
Tables dancing naked, and everyone's like, well, nobody's hurting anyone, so why?
Well, this is what happened, why the Winter Skull Parade was shut down. Apparently, a group called the Gentlemen of Aspen Rugby, their team float, was quite a crowd pleaser.
Okay.
I'll put it that way.
Okay.
So in the past,
they were showing a full-on scrim.
Blue balls probably were involved.
That sounds
snowballs,
like them.
That is. So, like our snowball mic. But previous Winter Skull slogans, they have to be under 5 words. Locally grown, internationally known, and I wish they had added, and also known throughout the microphone. then 2013, Vintage Spirit. That's the slow. I know. And 2012, they put to die for, but then they were like, that's not a good idea. Yeah. Instead, they replaced it with seize the summit.
Seize the summit. Okay. All right.
That's not really what I think of or something. A cut above the rest, epic steeps and decades deep.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's a little, you know, powder days and stellar nights. Some like it hot.
That's terrible.
I know, it's terrible. From Aspen with Love. Okay. Winter Fun since 1951.
All right.
Unforgettable with the number 4.
That's dumb.
I know, it was in 2004. Maybe that's why they did it. Okay. I don't know. 2003, old school. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Old school, new school, Winter Skull. I know. 2002, Go for the Gold is Winter Skull.
That, really? What? Go for the Gold is Winter
Skull. And then 2001, this is my favorite one. Can't Believe I Can Find It. This was the slogan for 2001.
That's hilarious.
Can't Believe I Can Find It.
I don't even know if they had slogans when I was there. I think it just was happening.
No, the first slogan happened at the turn of the millennium. So that was think globally, but celebrate locally. Please come to our town.
Okay.
And spend money here. So a little bit about the Aspen Festival. It sounds really cool. No idea.
It's really festive. It's almost like a continuation of like that Christmas season and that spirit. But
and so it goes on for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Which was interesting because a lot of the other festivals that I research are like 2 weeks, 17 days. This is like a quick burst.
And they usually had like different ski themes. I remember they had, at the time I was there, it was they had Gay Ski Week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was
like a party.
And that was a party, but it was also like very forward at the time.
Oh, yeah, because you were there, what, in the 90s?
Yeah, in the early 90s. I was there in the days of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, wow.
So if you went back, if you were fortunate enough to get in that hot tub and come back, you might see me.
Little Katie. Little Katie Casimir. Right. Snow mask.
Oh, God.
All right, what do you have?
So I have a legend of why there are winter carnivals as well. I know that this was mostly about... you know, doing something after the holidays, extending the holidays, keeping up the spirit. But there is a legend here in Minnesota.
Okay.
Because they have a big carnival, a big winter carnival.
It's so cold there.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
A long time ago...
I feel like you should be singing this.
Astrios, there's the god of starlight, and Eos, the goddess of rosy-fingered moon were wed.
Excuse me?
So, starlight and the moon were wed.
Okay.
Okay.
Rosy-fingered moon?
I know.
That's cool. Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
So, they had five sons, Boreas, Titan, Eros, Zephyrus, and Nodos.
Okay.
And the oldest, Boreas, was granted the title of the King of the Winds.
Okay.
Okay. So, he was the North Wind, and it was the most blustery.
Okay. Of course. Typical. Typical North Wind.
I'm sorry. Titan was the blustery north wind, and then Eros was the east, Zephyrus was the west, and Nodo was the south. Okay, and so they went all over the land. They had a great time. They traveled.
Like the editorial. They had a great time. They stayed in some wonderful inns.
Yeah.
They brought joy to everyone they met.
Yeah, and
they blew them away.
Yes, and then Boreas, when he was on his was running around, came upon a winter paradise known as Minnesota.
Really? Okay, whose legend is this?
He paused to behold the enchanting beauty of the magnificent group of the seven gently sloping hills.
Okay.
And he whistled.
Are there seven hills there?
I guess.
So many cities and places claim that they have seven hills.
Yeah.
I feel like they have more. They're just making hills out of nothing, or they're like just, you know, gathering up wherever they, drawing the lines wherever they can. Mm-hmm. It's so many. Rome. So many other places. Yeah. Seven hills.
Seven hills for some reason.
I'm not going. I'm down with the winds.
Not the hills.
The hills. I'm skeptical.
Well, Boreas was like, this is going to be my domain. This is my home. I love it here. I'm putting down roots even though I'm the wind.
Okay.
And
don't let that stop you.
So then, meanwhile, Vulcanus Rex, the god of fire, the enemy
of the wind?
Yeah. Cackled in defiant disdain. By the great swords of Mars, I will temper the blusterings of Boreas with the heat and roar of my forces.
Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't isn't the wind the one always trying to blow out the fire?
I know, exactly.
The fire isn't doing anything to wind.
So weird.
Just lay low, dude.
Yes.
It can actually help you a little wind. It could add, you know, it could give oxygen to the fire. No? Okay.
So he was talking. He kept at it. And, but Boreas was like, bring it on. I don't care.
Yeah.
There will be a carnival in Old St. Paul.
That's what he said?
Yes. And so for 10 glorious days, there was carnival and joyous celebration in St. Paul, feasting and dancing and fun and frolic, reigned over by Boreas and the Queen of Snow.
I'm just not sure how the fire god fits into any of this.
Well, he tried to stop it, but he's not going to.
Okay.
And that's basically what happened. But then, nowadays, when you are there in St. Paul for this festival, there are several people you'll encounter, which is Klondike Kate.
Okay.
Klondike Kate. Okay. Pardon me.
I guess she didn't make it?
No.
To the Klondike?
Yeah. She's a lady of song and merriment. Added her sassy but enchanting voice to the festivities by singing songs of desire and sentiment.
Wow. This is salacious. A salacious wind is blowing through St. Paul.
Yeah, so there's a senior king of the winter, a queen of the Northlands, a queen of the snowflakes, and a junior Jack Frost.
Okay. Junior Jack Frost, okay.
Yeah, so then all these people get to play or take turns.
That's cool.
Be crowned.
I had not heard about that.
But I like to be Klondike Kate now.
I'm really just interested as to why this fire god even got into the mix here.
Yeah, well, you always need an enemy.
Who invited him in?
Can't stop me.
But he's like, oh, there's lots of wind blowing. I'm fire. I'm going over there. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Anyway, I'll go. So I have some winter carnivals I've looked up here as well. Mm-hmm. There's the a brand new one launched in 2016, the Portland Winter Light Festival. Mm. So I lived in Seattle years ago, and I can attest to the relentlessness of the dark and the gloom there at a certain time of year. Like, it just, it's overpowering. And they're saying that in Portland, it's the same thing, steady rainfall, bleak, long nights. So they're like, we got to do something. So they started to have the Winter Light Festival. And it's just basically a festival worshiping, they're not saying this, but light. Mm-hmm. So they, when it gets dark, which is, I guess, like 4 mm-hmm. o'clock or whatever, they turn on the lights outside. They have light displays. They have an adult-sized light bright. They have a Tron Pong, which is an illuminated Pong table. They have a flamethrower chandelier, which is a chandelier that
throws flames. There. Wow.
And other attractions, they have talks about light, like by scientists talking about light. Fireside storytelling, live music, dances, illuminated bike ride, lantern parade, the silent disco, which Katie and I have participated in.
Not sexy at all. A little bit fun, not sexy.
I mean, why not just turn the music up?
Yeah.
So everybody can hear it at the same time. But I'm old fashioned. What do I know? So this is just to counteract the darkness. Uh-huh. They started this festival. So I'm hoping people will go. It's catching on. I don't know. The rain part is kind of what puts me off. Mm-hmm. Because the other festivals that I researched and the one that you were talking about, it's snow. Right? So it's nice and cold outside. This is like a wet, cold and wet. There was another one I found, too, is interesting, the Cordova Ice Worm Festival.
Cordova Ice Worm? Yes. What, pray tell, is an ice worm?
So this takes place in Cordova, Alaska. It's been around since 1961. And it's an ice worm that thrives, or a worm that thrives in glacial ecosystems. This thing sounds freaky to me. I'm thinking of, like, John Carpenter, The Thing.
Right.
Right. And anyway, they, for some, whatever reason, they celebrate this worm. Every year, and it's a 10-day celebration of all things winter, but it culminates in the Ice Worm Parade, where people create a gigantic worm, and then I guess they worm their way down the center of town.
Okay, well.
Other attractions, they have fireworks, something called a survival suit race. I don't know what a survival suit is.
Survival suit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if a winter survival suit, so maybe a snowsuit?
Yeah, but it's got to be more than that.
Out one?
It comes with its own, like, Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's like a still suit from Dune, but, like, in the snow.
In the snow, but it's, like, old-fashioned. It's not high-tech.
Yeah, like, it's some kind of weird, icy, Fremen-looking thing. Anyway, a paper airplane contest? Why not? Mm-hmm. The scavenger hunt and a variety show. But the Cordova Ice Worm Festival, around since 1961.
All right, that's not bad. Hey, listen, I give big ups.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mad props.
Mad props to anybody who goes out and celebrates in the winter.
Yeah.
You are the hardy.
Winter time, I love going out. I don't care how bad it is. I'm that person that when people are like, who's out right now? Me.
Yeah, that's
right. I'm going out because you're not out.
That's right. That's me too.
I can get stuff done. That bar is open.
That keeps the week off the street.
Yes, it keeps the week at home where they belong.
Yeah.
There's another one I found here called the Buzo Jaros. It's a Hungarian festival that I'd never heard of because I lived over there years ago. And, you know, sometimes when you go to another country, you're like, I'm going to learn everything I can and, like, try to out-Hungarian these people, even though they've been living here for generations. This is something I haven't heard of. So basically what they do is a bunch of people put on wooden masks, furry wool coats, and then the celebration culminates in burning a coffin to symbolize getting rid of winter.
Oh.
So this takes place.
That's a bit, that's a big statement.
Well, this is like when we were looking at before European folk traditions. This is one of those traditions that has kind of been lost. So by lost, I mean people aren't really celebrating it in Europe, but also these traditions didn't come here for some reason, which is sad. So basically this is about 500 masked men and women. They put on these horrifying masks, really scary and really scary, like, fur costumes, and they arrive in rowboats.
Oh, okay.
And then when they get to the town, then they march through the city, scaring people, and then when they get to the town square, they burn the coffin, and that symbolizes that winter is over.
All right.
So it's a 6-day festival with costumes, art displays, dancing, and live music, and it's a traditional festival they've been celebrating for quite some time. Kind of interesting.
That is. That's fascinating.
All right, what do you have?
I got the four R's.
Four R's. Rehearse, record, rental, repair.
209 West 40th Street. Hashtag Golf Life NYC.
All right. Yeah, I have a couple of 10 things to love about the winter.
Ah, finally a list.
Yes.
I was like, when am I going to get at least 10 things?
All right. So people dread winter. That's not us.
Yeah.
But other people do. And it's really funny.
We heard.
I feel like it's like I get so offended. It's like the winter can't help it.
But we need winter.
And we need, exactly. And it's not here forever.
Yeah.
Just deal with it and find something good and stop being a crab.
Yeah, just it's not that bad. You know, if you don't like winter, then go up to the Midwest and see how much you don't like winter. Like, our winter is mild. Like, you have to keep it in context.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. There one thing you can really like about the winter, just everyone just chill out and have a deep breath. Smell it. At some point in October or November, you realize you can actually smell the cold.
I know. I love that. I love going out on like a brisk winter night. All the leaves are gone. You got a nice view of the sky and the moon. And it just smells fresh.
Yeah, it's a freshness. It's a clean, vivid smell, which travels down your airways and straight to your lungs and head, making you feel suddenly alive.
Why is that?
It's something. It just... peps me up like you wouldn't believe.
Never in the summertime have I taken a deep gulp of New York City air and been anything other than disgusted.
<I know. laughs>
You breathe too deeply. You're like, did I just drink pee? What happened here? You know?
Yeah. The next thing is the unapologetically heavy foods.
Yeah.
This is the time you get the macaroni and cheese.
Exactly.
And the goulash.
Yeah.
And, you know,
whatever bread you want, put something on that bread.
Right. It's like...
cheese.
Yeah, the
melt some cheese on something.
The time of steamed fish is gone.
Yeah.
That's summer.
Now this is a nice, heavy, baked in duck.
You got pudding, you got creamy things, and syrup, and breads, and toasted stuff.
Also, let's not forget, and I don't know if it's on the list, the hot toddy.
Yes.
The mulled wine.
Oh,
you can't really kick that off in July.
Oh, my God, and glut wine.
Exactly.
Okay. So then there's something also about the light on a freezing cold morning when you wake up and there is frost on the window.
Oh, yeah.
And you look out and it's just kind of like the intricate patterns. If you have a moment and you look at that, that's beautiful.
There's someone out there who's cursing right now. They're like, when I wake up and I can't see out the window, it's that cold.
Yeah. And I mean,
I think it's cool.
I think in the summertime, what do you see? Like the heat coming off the asphalt?
Yeah.
Hooray.
Basically, yeah. It's like a steaming pee.
Yes. Another thing to love is the winter clothes, like the wool, the sweaters, and the leggings, and the scarf. And the
cashmere, the angora. Mm-hmm. It's all there.
Yes.
And also just I like boots. Mm-hmm. I like a nice winter coat. Like, I like scarves and the accessories that go along with it. It's fun.
Yeah, but you also feel you're dressed like you mean business. Not
Katie's not effing around in the winter.
Not business, like in a corporate sense, but just like
you're about it.
Yeah, you're very deliberate about whatever you're going to do. I'm going to the store.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
With a scarf.
And I walked out here and now we're going to talk.
I like your determination.
Yeah.
I prefer it, like... especially, again, because I'm just thinking about being in New York, and when it's hot, it's like, man, you don't want to go outside. The moment you step out there, you're going to be assaulted by just stench, the heat. It's not comfortable. Yeah. You get on public transportation, and you're slimy. Everyone's gross. Yeah, it's just not the way to be. And tempers are high. In the winter, rarely does a fracas occur on the A train.
Exactly.
Because we don't even know if we're touching each other. We have so many layers on.
Right? That's true. Another thing to love is the Christmas markets. You'll see them out on the streets. They put up the pop-ups. Or in other countries like Germany, they have the winter markets you can go to, or the Christmas markets you can go to.
Yeah.
With all kinds of interesting, unique items.
And also food and drink.
The food and drink.
Gingerbread, the glue wine.
And
again,
the music is playing.
The music,
Christmas
all
music.
That kind of stuff. In the summer, I feel like people are struggling out there.
I don't really know if people carol anymore. I don't see anybody caroling, but just the idea that it was a thing.
Yeah.
And people still talk about it.
You don't go around and sing in the summertime.
Yeah. Nobody's doing that.
just a group of people going around. We're doing Beach Boys. It's August. Knock, knock. With some flip-flops on. No, I don't think so.
Catch your Woody and you're sitting on top of the world, right?
Exactly, yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Then there's the idea of, like, you get in your PJs and climb into a nice, clean bed with clean bed. Your old dirty
you
bed.
You rinse that bed out. You'd have wrung that bed out nicely. A nice, clean bed.
Freshly laundered sheets. How about that?
Yeah.
On the bed. Get in your cozy PJs. Yeah. Climb in there and get a book.
And plus no humidity.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my God. And people compliment me on my hair now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks nice.
Yeah, because it's not frizzy.
Ah. I thought you did something different, but it was actually just the weather.
It's just the weather. And I said, everybody, just get used to it.
Yeah, deal
looking
with
like
it.
This every day. Until it hits 80. And then
I'm the opposite because I have a curly natural. I actually had to put on some sheen this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Afro sheen because it's cold and dry out there.
Let's see. Glitter. There is more glitter in the winter than the summer, everyone. Sure, you may put on like a little bit of a bronzer on your cheek.
I see what you're
or
saying.
Or a shimmer, but oh no. Yeah. Winter is about glitter and sparkle.
Yeah, you can actually get away with it there. And it's not going to, you're not going to start sweating.
Yeah, you have it in your clothes, you have sequins, you've got all kinds of things. Everything is about sparkle and shimmer.
A lamé is the right thing to do in the wintertime, if you can.
Yeah. And then, you know what, you're really in the mood to go to the opera or the ballet. Not in the mood, but it seems like if someone gives you tickets, I want to go to that.
I do think about going to the opera as soon as the fall comes around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the summertime, like, no. Because you know what? I like to dress up and go. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, I don't have the appropriate outfit to be in there.
Right.
Right? Oh, that's it? That's only 10 things?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being shorted.
I think I did short you.
So I want to go, I just want to bring up one more festival. Mm-hmm. This is the International Eel Pout Festival, named for...
Eel pelt?
Yes, the eel pout.
A pout.
It's a hideous, eel-shaped, bottom-dwelling fish. Sounds like a real lovely guy. It's like...
It's something to celebrate.
Yeah. And it's the International Eel Pout Festival. It's in Minnesota. It's a quirky seasonal celebration. About 10,000 people come to the town of Walker. The population of the town is 1,000. So good for them.
Yeah.
You know, like they've made something out of clearly nothing if they're celebrating a hideous bottom-dwelling fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they celebrate it. It's in a lake called Leech Lake. These people can't win. They cannot win. It's the state's third largest lake, is its claim to fame.
All right. What state is this again?
This is in Minnesota.
Oh, God.
Events include an eel pout fish fry, of course, a fishing competition, curling, which I love. I grew up watching curling, and I actually was able to do it in school. Beer pong. This is the thing now everywhere. This is when you throw a nasty ball into a cup of beer.
And then...
Do you have to drink the beer?
Yes, you do.
The ball has been all over the place. It's been handled. It's rolled around on the floor.
That's right. And you have to drink it. And then you just keep going.
Ew, beer?
Yeah, because you have... It's like a ping pong table and you set up several cups.
I know. I've seen it, but I didn't know you drank the beer.
Yeah, if I hit the ping pong ball into your beer, you drink.
Is that the punishment?
That's because I'm winning.
Okay. I'm drinking, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm winning in that situation. We need to come up with some kind of wine pong.
Yeah.
That doesn't involve throwing anything into anything, but it's just a lot of cups of wine set up.
Okay.
And then we drink them.
All right. And again,
maybe we could do like point counterpoint or something with some kind of a philosophical topic.
Okay.
Like meaning of life. All right, you got it. You win. Drink.
Yeah.
Dog sled rides and then a costumed polar plunge. Is another thing that they do.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I keep seeing beer pong. So I saw a beer pong game in Atlantic City at one of the casinos because a lot of the places are moving away from gambling because people our age and younger people don't gamble that much. We also don't bet on the horses and the dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who's betting on dogs still? It was like my grandfather. So they had gigantic beer pong set up. The cups were like 2 feet tall. Things like this. So they must have been doing something else. But yeah, just beer pong. I didn't play it in college. I don't know if you did or saw it.
Yeah, I played. Oh, okay. But it wasn't my bag.
You weren't good at it?
Well, I don't like sports.
And that includes beer pong.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not a joiner.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of thing I do in my free time. Anyway, so that's the International Eel Pout Festival. I'm going to have to look up this ugly-ass fish and see what's going on.
Yeah, that sounds like... Isn't it funny? Just the people where they settle, and then that's the things that they end up doing because of the geography.
Of where they are.
Yeah.
Like the Leech Lake.
Yeah. So going to make the best of it.
Yeah. And they got 10,000 people to come to their town. Spend a little money.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
I want to keep my eye on that town because the people that are there, living there, are pretty much like, they're a hardy people.
Yeah, they're making it happen. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been around that long, but they've got 10,000 people coming, and surely some of those people will decide to buy something there or settle there. So maybe they're trying to sneakily grow the town this way.
Yeah.
Make it
a destination.
They should rename it Eel Pout.
Yeah.
Instead of Walker. I don't know who that is. But apparently he didn't do anything as interesting as this butt ugly fish. So, all right, what do you have?
I know we talked about this on our solstice episode, but how to create a cozy home for the winter. It deserves another look.
Before you get into this, I would like to say my new winter obsession are these throw blankets that are made out of the gigantic yarn. Have you seen these?
No.
So the strand of yarn it's made out of has got to be like a half an inch thick.
No kidding.
But it has the regular chevron, like the normal knitting pattern, but they're gigantic. It just looks like a lot of fun. Like if you have one of these blankets, you feel like a very, very, very small child.
Really?
I think that's the idea. Smaller than like a normal small child. Like something like the size of a thumb. Because the knit is so big. And it just looks super cozy. In any case.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I'm going to do.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That also reminds me of the how there's an uptick in weighted blankets.
Huh?
Weighted blankets. Actually, this is a thing.
He's trying to kill somebody.
No. This is a thing. Years ago, it was doctors developed weighted vests for children to wear. Who were autistic.
And okay.
Because they were kind of like, they felt a little heavy and it felt like they were being hugged.
Yeah, they use those for animals as well, where they have trauma.
Yeah.
If they have to be by themselves. So they put them in like a tight-fitting vest.
It's not tight, it feels like a hug. It feels snug.
Like snug, not
like you're
compression.
Being swaddled or something like that. But not heavy and not tight to constrict.
It relaxes people and animals.
Right, so... I know that insurance covered it a while ago, where if your child was autistic and required this, you could get a weighted vest.
Are they
and
expensive?
Everything. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah. But with this administration and everything that's going on in the world, people are so anxious.
That they're people who...
People, just anybody wants those, but they've made them now into blankets. So you can get a weighted blanket on you because you have that extra comfort. And that extra, it's like being
so they're
hugged.
Coming at the snuggie and the slank at people.
Yeah. So now that it's funny because I had a friend and
this administration is that bad.
Yeah.
That people go for the Hallmark Channel weighted blankets.
Yeah, because in my home I have down comforters, and
so I
said to my guest, I'm like, oh yeah, so I'll have this down comforter, and she was like, oh, do you have anything heavy like a wool blanket? I love that weighted feel.
Huh.
And I was like, oh, well, yeah, sure, I've got that too.
Yeah.
Because I do. But now weighted blankets that are not wool, they're even like heavier, that just like give you that comforting feeling like you're being...
What are they being made out of?
I don't know.
Huh. It's interesting.
I mean, have you ever had anybody tuck you in when you were a child?
Oh, hell no, no.
That is a great feeling.
In my house?
Oh, no. Yeah,
it's
rarely,
every man for himself.
Oh, rarely it would happen, but we'd be in bed, and if my mom wasn't too tired, she'd come by.
And tuck you in?
Yeah, she would come by, and you'd be under the blanket, and she would tuck the covers under you all around your body.
That sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah, it does, but it's really cozy.
I'm sure. You know what? Maybe the reason it never happens is my mom tried to do it once, and I fought her or something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm getting, you know, stuck in here.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Someone's going to come and put a pillow over my face? Yeah. No, thank you.
It's really, really cozy.
Being tucked in. Okay.
Yeah. So when you say you're all tucked in.
I thought
that's
it was a euphemism.
Thing. Oh, no. It's like a thing where you're really like tucked in there.
Okay.
But there's a couple of other things that you can do to be cozy. And we talked about.
Besides a lead blanket. I'm imagining one of those things, you know, when you go to get x-rays. And the doctor's
the
like,
blanket.
The doctor, I'll be right back. Where the hell are you going?
Oh, right. They run out of the room so fast.
Yes. That's how I feel about this weighted blanket. Someone's going to throw it on me and be like, that's it.
Well, could you imagine like a soft one with that kind of weight to it and he would feel comfortable?
No, I feel constricted just thinking about it. Okay. All right. But I get the point, though. It sounds lovely for others. Yeah. Do not. If anyone tries to put a heavy blanket on me, it'll be your last day. Your last day.
Last day on this planet.
Yeah. Enjoy the view because it's over.
Go tuck someone else in. Yeah. Don't tuck me in.
Yeah. Oof. All right.
All right. Well, when you're inside, because it is cold and you do have to stay inside, you make a spot for reading.
I definitely do this.
Do you do it all year round?
No. I only do it in the cooler months. Mm-hmm. So I have a wolf blanket, believe mm-hmm. it or not. It's three wolf blanket. There's okay. three wolves on it. I have a couple of pillows that have skulls on them. I have my candles. Mm-hmm. And I have like a little area where I have all my like, books. And mm-hmm. I just set up over there and I relax.
Oh, okay.
I kick my feet up, which is something that I rarely do.
Yeah.
Even in my own home. Mm-hmm. I like put something down before I put my feet up.
Yeah.
Just out of courtesy to myself. But yeah, I do make a little reading area.
Yeah.
And I just get the lights low. I have a little book light.
Yep,
get
a good light to read by, yeah. pillows, a quilt, candle.
I get my dog onto the couch, and I'm like, we're reading. Yeah.
But then have another designated spot for games and projects. Hmm. So it's time for you to do a project, like all those projects you don't, you know, if you want to get all your photos together mm-hmm. or something.
This is all the stuff that's on our quote-unquote dining room table all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'll just put this... these photographs over here. I'm totally gonna like make a little mat to go around these and put them mm-hmm. in a frame. Never,
but really get a little spot and get ready to get your projects done.
All right, I like it for winter.
Yes, another thing to do: add layers of light to your apartment. This is the time when you redesign your lighting scheme.
I feel like you're gonna sell me something. What are layers of light? I have a reading light. And then I have just a floor, like a torchere kind of thing. What else do I need?
So you need layers of light and options for reading, mm-hmm. visiting.
Excuse me?
And movie watching.
Are we Victorian?
Yeah.
Yeah, for visiting.
If you have a gentleman caller.
Yeah. And, you need to set the scene with some decent lighting. Mm-hmm. I do not like, no woman likes to be lit from below.
Right.
Nice diffuse light.
A diffuse light. Have that ready. Like, know your lighting scheme for what you're going to do. And if we were movie watching, remember you were like, turn off the lights.
Yeah.
So you need table and floor lamps and ceiling lamps. And get tea lights.
Yeah. I would like to add to that list. I see these on cars every once in a while. They're lights that go under the car. I'd really like to get some of those on my sofa. And for other I think that's kind of funny. You know what I mean? Just like some lights underneath the couch.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Those
my footlights.
I'll tell you what. Growing up in New Jersey, it was the Guidos, and I could say Guido.
Yes, you're part Guido.
Part Guido. The guys knew what they were doing. They lit themselves. They got tan.
Yes.
First of all, they started from the inside. They worked out so they had angles.
Yeah.
On their cheeks and bodies.
Otherwise, there's no point.
Yes. And then they tan, so now you have all these different contours even more.
Yeah. And they wax.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see.
Now you need a lighting scheme. So that's why they light underneath their cars.
I like that. And sometimes in people's cars, there's some weird lighting, too.
There's weird, yes, inside. And then on their way home from the shore at night, they keep the interior light on to their car so everybody can see them.
Of course. Driving. Because they didn't put all that time and effort into that body for nothing.
Yeah.
For you to not see it.
Yes.
On the turnpike.
Yes.
For you to not see it.
I just love
at
that.
At 9A.
I love that their guys do that.
I mean, it too. You know what? There's nothing wrong with a little peacocking.
Yeah. I think it's funny. I mean, I'm not like, wow, that's the man for me.
No, it's just, but you know what? I like the commitment to it.
Yes.
This is a guy who I think I can identify with because he's put a lot of time and mm-hmm. effort into his look.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just skulking around with a hoodie.
That's right.
And, you know, some old, like, Nike.
Yeah, people like to put down the Guido. They put
they
the
look
most
good.
Work into themselves.
Yes, they do. And they're trying to attract a lady or
mm-hmm.
gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
They're trying to look good.
Yeah. Another thing you need to do is put a blanket over the back of your couch Which I always do.
I always do. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know. Some people have to be told, Jaquetta.
The wolf blanket is for me, and then there's an extra blanket there if somebody else wants one, or if I need a second blanket.
Okay.
You know, if the wolf fails me in some way.
All right. Well, that's what I have there.
I like it. So I want to throw in one more festival. This is the Whitefish Winter Carnival. No, my friends out there, it's not a nice whitefish salad, unfortunately. But they say it's from the Norse god of snow, Uller. They say he was somehow struck by Montana's Flathead Valley, although I think when he saw it, it probably wasn't meant Montana, and chose the community as his new home. The peace was short-lived, however, when a band of Yetis show up and try to kidnap his lady for whatever reasons.
Well, they always, you know, how those Yetis do.
So, as humans settled into the valley, I guess they heard Uller was there, Uller then put on the clothing of the men and women settlers and then went to them and was like, yo, can you help me get my lady back? These Yetis have made off
with my woman.
With my woman. So they not only do they say, yes, we'll help you, they say, hey, now you're our king.
Oh, of course.
Because you're so awesome. Yeah. So today the Whitefish Carnival is an annual thing.
Know how to lose a lady in style.
Oh, you lost your woman? Let's follow you.
Yeah.
And help you get her back.
Makes sense.
So the Whitefish Winter Carnival happens every year where revelers join forces with Uller to banish the Yetis back to the hills and celebrate wintertime. There's disco, ski-joring, which is skiers towed by horses, ski-joring, a children's carnival, and a celebratory parade. Now, generally, I would say I'm okay with this, but I don't like the anti-Yeti sentiment.
I know. I think that they're being unfair to the Yeti.
Yeah. Well, I think we should have an alternative Yeti winter carnival on the heels of this. Like, we should we should dress up as Yeti and raid it, maybe steal some women.
All right.
And see what they actually can do.
Yeah.
Right? Where's your king now?
Yeah. You know? Show us that king.
Yeah. While the Yeti are here. So, yeah, the Whitefish anti-Yeti winter carnival.
Nice. I just think it's just a great time of year, and it's totally underrated. It doesn't get unfairly
demonized.
Yeah,
I think it's because of the cold aspect of it.
Well, that's tough.
I know.
You just wear a sweater,
right? Mm-hmm. And I enjoy a sweater, and also winter. It doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
Well, not yet. Anyway, so
just you wait.
Just wait. So, however you're celebrating winter out there, happy winter, Skull. Yes. Whether you're pro Yeti or anti Yeti.
Yeah. I hope you stay cozy.
Yeah.
Stay brisk.
Yeah, stay brisk.
Stay frosty.
That's what I'm going to say to people now. Stay brisk. Stay brisk, America. Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. Welcome to Winter School.
Yes, as or how we used to.
What are you going to say? Did I mispronounce it?
No.
Okay.
No.
You want to try again?
Yeah, let's start again.